Who's this?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
What's going on? What is this order?
Did you place any order of a gift card which is $299?
No.
But let me tell you, madam, that there has been an order placed for gift card which is $299 yesterday night around.
What do you mean by gift card?
A gift card has been tried to make a purchase from the eBay, okay? As you know, eBay is the online shopping website through which the eBay gift card has been tried to place.
So I don't have any gift card.
You don't have any gift card, madam. I do understand that, right? I'm not telling you that you have done it, because yesterday night around 7 to 8 p.m. between, we have received this order of a gift card from the overseas, because in the billing address, it's provided over there, Mountain View, California. And the account has been registered with your number, which is 04127843 58. Right?
That's my phone number.
Yes. As we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase, someone else apart from you has tried to place this order without your knowledge and authorization, because you are in Australia. How can you order anything from Mountain View, California, right? So that's the reason you have received a voice notification. So that's the reason, so you can directly get connect to us and we can help you to get cancel that fraudulent eBay account which has been generated and the purchase which has been tried to make, right?
So sorry, I can't quite hear you properly. What do I have to do?
I will be help you to get the cancellation blocking ID so you can block that fraudulent eBay account which has been generated without your knowledge, and along with that we will be help you to cancel that fraudulent purchase which has been tried to make, okay? Because you haven't done anything from your end, right? So we as the company, we a worldwide company, as eBay is the worldwide company, right? So we are not allowing this fraudulent things right now with our platform, okay? So that's the reason, madam, we are just trying to help you to get the block each and everything so you can secure your information from the platforms, okay?
Okay, so can I just cancel my eBay account?
No, the eBay account, if you have an eBay account, that's your personal eBay account. But someone has been generated a similar eBay account or a fake eBay account, like, right? And through that, the things has been tried to done. So you need to cancel that eBay account. And we will be help you to get the blocking ID first, right? Directly from the server of eBay. Because that is the fraudulent eBay account, which you need to cancel it from your end. So we will be direct help you to get the blocking ID, okay?
Yes, so what do I have to do?
First of all, you just tell me the cell phone which is speaking with me right now, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone you're using?
Why does that make a difference?
Because there is a different process for the Android and a different for the Apple, right? That's the reason, madam, I asked you, okay?
It's an iPhone.
And you are using a Telstra lines and network or you are using any other lines and network?
Sorry, what's that?
You are using Telstra lines and network or you are using other lines and network?
What's netbook? What's that?
Like internet. Are you using Telstra internet, madam, at your cell phone right now?
I use Telstra Wi-Fi.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to ask you. You use Telstra Wi-Fi, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you just do one thing. Put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Sorry, what was that?
You need to put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone. You need to put me on loudspeaker, madam. Loudspeaker.
Is that better?
Yes. Now you press your home button. You press your home button and come back to your home screen.
Yeah, okay.
Now, over there, can you see all of your icons over there? You can see all of your apps?
Yes.
Now, you need to search for the application App Store. App Store.
The App Store. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got into that now. Yep.
Now, on the extreme bottom, can you see a search bar with a magnifying glass where you can type something?
Yep.
Okay. Over there, give a tap on it and type over there. Z as in Zulu.
What? Sorry? What?
Z as in zebra. Z as in zebra.
Yes. And what
then
else?
O as in Oscar.
Yes.
Then H as in Harry.
Then what? Sorry, Z O. What was the next one?
It's H as in Harry.
Harry, Z O A. Yep.
Then O as in Oscar.
Yep.
Then give a space, then type assist. ASSIST.
Yes.
Assist.
Zoho Assist customer. Is that it?
Yes. Give a tap on it. Zoho Assist customer.
Yeah, look, what happens if I don't do this? Am I going to lose money?
Let me tell you, madam, if you don't block this thing, right, it will be, you cannot block your personal information because right now your personal information has been leaked out. So we are just trying to help you.
How has that been done?
Madam, let me tell you now. Whenever you browse your internet, right, at that point of time, you have seen many advertisements pop up, get up to your screen, right? By mistakenly, you have clicked any one of the links. Through that, the foreign people, those who are doing illegal activities right now in our country, Australia, right? And they have been trying to get connect with your internet and done this illegal activities to steal each and every information of yours, right? Today they have been tried with $299 from the eBay. Tomorrow they can try with the different, many different platforms, right? At that time you will be in problem. You will be in trouble. We are just trying to help you, okay? So what can you see right now? You can see get or install Zoho Assist customer. Below that, can you see get?
Yes, so get.
You need to give a click on get. Yes, Zoho Assist customer.
Right, get, okay.
Now, underneath that, can you see anything says get?
So it says install, so I've got to do that.
Yes, you need to install that. Give a tap on install.
And then there's also Zoho Assist, remote access and support.
No.
The customer.
No. What are the options you can see, madam? What are the options you can see over there?
Look, I've got an appointment right now. This is taking
Can you see it's getting downloaded? You're getting downloaded, right? When you can see open, just do let me know. Because, madam, we are just trying to help you. We don't need to worry, madam. We are with you to help you. What are the problems going around? You can understand that the reason we are helping you out.
I've had problems with eBay before. I think I'm just canceling my account.
Goodbye. If you cancel your account, let me tell you, madam, if you cancel your account, it won't be help you to secure all of your information because the hackers are using your information and they have been tried to generate a similar account like you have, right? So that's the reason we are trying to help you to get canceled that, block that eBay account which you haven't generated.
And I'm connected to Norton. Norton absolutely tracks all sorts of stuff like this if there's any issues.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't got you.
What?
I do understand you have the securities on your internet or you have each and everything, but it won't help you because the hackers are the fraudulent people, madam. They are doing illegal activities, right?
Yes.
Just hold on a moment. I will be just transfer this call to one of my senior executives, right? He will be help you to understand more better, okay? Just give me a moment, okay?
Sorry.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay headquarters. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Where are you ringing from?
We are calling you from the headquarters of Sydney.
From where?
From Sydney, headquarters of Sydney.
Yeah, because I've had some funny phone calls today and numbers I didn't recognize, and when I rang back, it was like, no, this number's blocked, nobody's answering, so maybe that was eBay as well.
All right. Now, exactly, I just got an update from one of my colleagues that there's a charge has been tried to be done under your information, and we can see from our end that the billing address is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. Do you know anyone from there?
Nope.
You don't know anyone from there, right? So
no.
You haven't allowed any kind of international or online transaction, right, ma'am?
No, but in December I had someone hacked my ISP credit card and my Commonwealth Bank travel money card.
Okay.
From the USA.
All right. And have you shared your details with anyone in past couple of days?
Shared my what?
Have you shared any of your personal details with anyone in past couple of days?
No.
Okay. What we are going to do right now, we are giving you the security and the cancellation in order to block these online hackers, okay? Canceling or deleting your main eBay account will not going to resolve the problem because the people who are using your information, they are already having your details with them. So we need to secure your identity details so that in future, you don't receive any kind of foreign transaction request or any kind of fraudulent activity under your information. Okay. Now, just do let me know what exactly you can see on your phone screen. Please let me know, ma'am.
Like, what do you mean? Where on my phone screen?
Do you see the Zoho Customer Assist app? Zoho Assist Customer?
Zoho Customer Assist? So, what, am I supposed to download that or what?
Yes, you need to download that. Zoho Assist Customer. You need to install it.
Why? What's that for? What's that do?
Through that, we're going to connect you with the eBay Secure Server, and I'm going to give you the cancellation ID from my end, okay? And this is a complete recorded line, ma'am. You're not going to share any of your information over the call. I will verify each and everything from my end. Okay, ma'am?
You'll do what, sorry?
I'm going to verify each and everything for you. You don't have to share any of your information. You just download the app, Zoho Assist Customer. You just download it. And can you just confirm me, are you using the Wi-Fi, ma'am, or are you using your mobile data?
What do you mean?
I'm asking you, are you using your Wi-Fi at the moment, or are you using your mobile data for downloading
mobile.
The app?
Mobile.
All right. Now, once you see the open option, please let me know, okay?
Just a minute.
Yes, take your time. Once you see the open option, please let me know, ma'am.
Just a minute.
Yes, take your time.
Yes, okay, the app,
Now tap on open.
It's saying enter my email.
Okay, don't need to put your email over there. Look at the right hand side. There will be an option to click cancel or there will be a cross sign over there.
Yes, I
canceled
yet.
Yes, now this is asking you to enter session key. What do you see now?
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, it's saying you enter session key. I'm gonna give you the session key. Just give me a moment. I'm generating it from the server.
Yep.
Give me a moment. Grab a piece of paper and a pen with you. I'm gonna give you the session key. Okay.
How do I know you're not just trying to get into my system?
Ma'am, we are not from any XYZ company, okay? We are not to waste your time or my time.
How would I know that? Why do I have to believe you?
Ma'am, you're not giving me any of your information. From the very beginning of the call, I have told you that we are not here to ask you any details. We put the transaction on hold for your own security. It's not for myself, okay? I'm doing it for you. So you have to have some little bit patience, okay?
All right, so I've got the paper. So what's the number?
Hello?
Yes, what's the number?
No, just give me a moment. The session key is generating. Just give me a moment, okay?
It is showing your proof. Oh, then, so you can see that your online activity is being used by those fraudulent persons right now. You have to secure it, okay?
Okay, now make a note of the session key. It's 738. Sorry, it will be 378. Sorry, it will be 378.
Yep.
274.
Yep.
4031.
Yep.
I need to put this code on your phone. 378274 4031.
So I put that in on this thing that's on the phone with the numbers.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, this is yes, that's the session key. You need to put it.
So do it now?
Installation ID. Yes, yes.
378-74-4031.
31,
yes.
31. Now click on join.
And then join.
Yes. Now, after that, you will get to see a blank check box. You need to check in a blank box and click on allow.
Okay. So, right now, we have an incorrect number. Try again.
Confirm me the number you have put there.
So, 378, right?
Uh-huh.
378. Oh, I said, I put in 247. I put in the wrong one here. Hang on. I put in 247 instead of 274403. Okay. Now it says cancel.
Yes. Click on the last option, start broadcast. Give a click on the last option.
It says start session. So I click that?
Yes. Click the start session.
Yep.
And then you will get an option, start broadcast.
Says screen broadcast, assist client, start broadcast.
Click on the last option.
Okay. All right.
Now we'll get to see a blank check box. Check in that blank box and click on allow or accept. Have you checked in that box?
So, all right. The client sends you notifications.
Yes. Now click on allow.
I've got to say allow?
Yes, click on allow.
Okay.
Now, do you see a hazy background? Do you see a hazy background?
Yes.
Tap on that hazy background. Over there, you will get a see a blank check box. Check in that blank box and need to give a click on allow.
Allow access. What does this allow access to?
Click on allow. Yes. Click on allow.
Access to what? What is this allowing access to?
Access to the robotic server of eBay. We are connecting it with the secure server. You can allow it.
Well, I'm clicking allow access, but it's not
There will be a blank check box. First, check in the blank box.
Well, I'm clicking allow access, but it's not doing anything.
There will be a blank check box. There will be a blank check box. You need to check in the blank check box.
Sorry, I don't understand what you... It says allow remote access, access will decline access.
Now, here we are. Blank check box.
I see. I understand that Zoho is only a service provider and will not be liable for any scam-related activities when using... Okay,
exactly.
So I quit that and out allow access. Okay, yes, go on.
All right, that's perfect. Now the server has verified your ID. Now just give me a moment. Alright, the server has verified your ID, ma'am. Now simply swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to your home screen first of all.
Yes, I'm in front of you.
Okay, now open up the settings. Open up the settings.
Yes.
And now you just scroll down the page, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. Tap on display and brightness, ma'am.
Okay, just a minute.
Yes.
Display and brightness, yep.
Now, over there, there will be an option, auto lock. Give a tap on auto lock and make it never, okay?
No, I always have 2 minutes. I'm not changing that.
Yes, you need to make it auto, you have to make the auto lock never because right now you're connected with the secure server, right? So, if the auto lock is not never, the server will not be able to connect it. All right. It's for your security only.
Yes, but I'm
going to
go back after this and check if I've got never now.
Yes, sure, ma'am. Yes, sure. Once the security work is done, you can make it again 2 minutes. Now get back to the settings and look at the top. You will get to see your name, okay? On the settings page, look at the top. You will get to see your name.
Yes.
Yes, tap on your name, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, after clicking on your name, you will get to see an option, name, phone number, email, something like that.
Yes.
Give a click on that.
Yes.
Now, after that, some of your basic details will come up on your screen, okay? I'm just verifying all the details from my end. Your full name is Jacqueline Harper. Your email address is berryleaves@gmail.com. bigpond.net.au and yes. Now, these are the basic informations the hackers are using so that they can get into information. So whenever you're doing any kind of online activity, the hackers are able to monitor your online activities. Okay, so we're going to show it to you right now. You just come back to the home page again. Come back to the home page and open up a fresh page of Google from your end.
Yes.
Once you're on the Google, please let me know, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. On the search bar, type the my. M for mother, Y for yellow. My.
So what? What?
Type the word my. M as in mother, Y as in yellow. My.
Sorry, I can't hear what you're saying. So you're saying just type in that I'm looking for what?
You need to type the word my. M for mother, Y for yellow.
Oh.
My.
M, Y, yep.
Then leave a space.
And what's next? My what?
Then leave a space. You need to give a space.
Sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
You need to leave a space. Then leave a space, ma'am.
Space, yes, okay.
Yeah. Now, then type number 1, numerical 1.
The number 1, is that what you're saying?
Yes, number 1, numerical 1.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It is my 1P address location. Give a touch on that.
Yes, yes. Okay, that one?
Yes, my 1P address location. Give a click on it.
Yes.
Okay, now just after that, on the results, you will get to see an option. What is my IP address location?
Yes, yes.
Did you see that?
It's going to take. I'm really late now for an appointment.
Ma'am, you can do your appointment, but this is more important for you, okay? Because we need to fix the problems. Your identity details are getting compromised. Okay. Now, do you see any option?
I,
is what
I
is...
Norton and get Norton to fix it. I pay Norton.
Ma'am, that's not going to resolve it because the hackers are using our platform to do these fraud activities. Okay. You need to understand my point, ma'am.
All right. So what do we do?
Now, click on the first option. What is my IP address location? Find out here.
Okay.
Tap on that.
Yes.
All right. Now, first tell me, do you know anything about IP address, what IP address is?
You want me to read you that number? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm asking you, do you know what is IP address, what actually IP address is? Do you know anything about it? Okay.
No.
IP address is Internet Protocol Address, from where you can check all of your Internet activity. Okay. Whatever Internet activity you do, all getting saved in the IP address you can see on your screen, okay? Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use that IP address, okay? Because it's for your own personal use. Whatever the internet activity you do, getting saved in this IP address, all of your details. Now, if someone gets access of your information and your IP address, they will be able to watch and monitor all your internet activities, like whatever you do on online, like online shopping, online banking, online paying bills, each and every details. And for that reason, maybe the person who is making the fraudulent charges, they are able to see all of your online activity. Now look at the top of your screen. This is a black bar. It says your IP and your status.
Yes.
What is your status, ma'am? Do you see your status? What is your status?
It's unprotected.
You can see?
It says unprotected.
It says unprotected, right?
Yes.
And do you see any red alert coming up in the middle of your screen?
Yes.
What is the red alert?
It says your online activity, internet service provider.
Okay. So it's very clear now, ma'am, that your online activities are getting spied by some overseas people, okay? And for that reason, you are getting this kind of fraudulent charges without any authorization, okay? So when we receive this fraud charge on online from the overseas, we simply put the transaction on hold. Now, what we need to do, ma'am, according to our server reports, you do banking with two banks. One is ING and the another one is ANZ. Am I correct, ma'am?
Okay. That's not correct.
Sorry, come up again.
I've got those credit cards, but that's not where I do banking.
Okay. So do you check your banking? Do you do online banking with your bank?
I do, but not with my phone.
Okay. What device do you use then?
What?
What device do you use to check your online statements?
My, I check the statement. I just check the statement on the phone, but I do actual banking on the laptop.
Okay. All right. Now, the way you check your statements, please check it from your phone. If you see any unusual or unauthorized transaction, even if it is of $1, please let me know so that I can make a report, okay? I'm on the line with you. Please check it from your end. If you see any charges, please let me know. I'm on the line with you. Please check all your statements thoroughly, ma'am, okay?
It's fine.
Yes. And check the statements of last 3 days, okay?
Yep. Yeah, I check every day.
All right. Simply log out from your bank, come back to your home screen. I need to talk to the security officer, okay? So that we can get the security updates, what the further steps we need to do. All right. You simply log out from your bank. I will get the updates from the security officer and I will get back to you within a while. And you can you just please tell me, ma'am, at what time you have the appointment? Can you give me can you confirm me that?
Well, it was supposed to be at 3:00. And it's going to take the afternoon. Look, I am so sick. You're the one doing.
Ma'am, whatever we are doing it for your own security, right? So you have to be a little bit patient. You can do the appointment later as well, but the security thing is very important for you, right? For your online security.
Why would I believe that? Why would I believe that? I wouldn't have done this.
Ma'am, we are not from any XYZ company who is asking any of your details. I confirmed you each and every information from my end. Have I asked you any of your single details till now from the beginning of the call?
No, but you connected to my phone. Did you see everything I just did?
No, I'm not connected to your phone, ma'am. The robotic server of eBay is connected to you because of the security firewall. You just got to see on your own phone that your IP is not secure. Your internet line is getting broadcasted to the overseas people and they are doing online fraudulent activity. We are providing you the security firewall from the secure server of eBay. It's a temporary security you're getting at the moment. You're understanding my point? Now just give me a moment, I will get back to you within a while. You just come back to the regular home screen where you can see all your regular apps, ma'am, okay? And don't think that we are able to watch your device. We are not allowed to do that kind of stuff, okay? This is a complete recorded line for training and quality purpose, all right? So just give me a moment, ma'am. I will get back to you. I just need to talk to the security officer once, okay? Just give me a moment.
Because my little dog's being groomed, and when that text message came through with the wrong time, and I rang it and said, but then when I dropped him off, I said, no, it's all fine, but, I'll look at it.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I just got an update from my security officer. What I'm going to do, as because it's a case of an identity theft, ma'am, we are simply going to transfer the call to the NCO Department Security Officer. It's National Crime Agency, okay?
Listen, I can't hear you. It's sounding very blurry. So can you say that again?
I'm telling you, as because this is a case of an identity theft, I need to transfer this call to the NCA department, the National Crime Agency. The security officer, Peter Wilson, gonna provide you the security in order to secure your IP as well as your identity information and your online stuff, okay? So be on the line with me, ma'am. I'm just going to transfer this call to the NCA department, the National Crime Agency, okay? So stay on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
What can you see on your cell phone screen? So what's happening now?
Okay, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department and they have explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, may I know that what are the conversations that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what you have understand?
Sorry, what was that last bit? What?
Do you understand? Like, may I know that till now, after spoken to the after spoken to them, what you have understand?
Sorry, what was that last bit? What
you have understood after spoken to the eBay department, that what is going on your personal details?
Look, I haven't got a bloody clue. I am very suspicious about this. I'm very suspicious that you're the one doing this.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, this guy has got me to check all these details on my phone. He could see all my information. He could see my name. He could see my email address. He could see everything. I am very suspicious about that.
Definitely not. How can somebody can see your screen? Like, whatever you are doing by your own self. You are connected to a security server.
Well,
all right.
He read out my name. He read out my email address.
Like because you are connected to the server. So the server has instructed them to do these things. But no one in this world can able to see your screen, whatever you are doing on this internet, alright? I'm giving you the assurance, because no one in this world can able to see your screen, because they are not authorized to do that. And do you know that why your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency, that is us?
No! Look, come on, I've got an appointment. I'm now over half an hour late for it.
Okay, and when you will gonna come back from the appointment?
No, look, I want to get this finished as soon as possible.
It will take some time to activate the security on your network, because there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on through your personal details.
Well, not according to Norton, there isn't.
There are lots of fraudulent charges which has been trying to be made and attempted in the name of eBay. Now, eBay department has, they are the totally different department, and we are from the National Crime Agency. We deals with all the fraud activities and all the fraud transactions, whatever is happening in whole over the country. We deals with it. Now,
so what's going to happen
through,
what are we going to do now?
So what we need to do, as we can see that through your bank account, there are lots of fraud activities which has been going on. Now, we need to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network, because there are lots of people from overseas countries who have been connected with your network, and they are misusing with your details and with your information.
How do you know that?
Because we can check your internet history, that through your internet connection, there are several fraud activities which has been going on. Some overseas people from...
When you say you checked my history, through what? Through my email? Through what?
It's from you are connected to a virtual server. You are connected to a security network. The network is scanning all this information, and we get to see that through your network there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. And somebody from overseas countries have been connected with your network, and they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities.
So what do we have to do?
We need to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. So before we go ahead, could you just do one thing? Could you just open up the Zoho Assist, the application in your mobile phone, Zoho Assist?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what do you see over there?
It's got a number at the top. It's got some numbers. And it says your session has been paused. You can wait for the technician to reconnect or end the session.
Yes. We got disconnected, so we need to, generate the security code so that we can connect you to our security server, okay? So just allow me some moment. And it will take some time to activate the security. So if you are in a hurry, that we need at least 10 to 15 minutes to activate the firewall security, because it will take some time, ma'am, usually.
Well, please get it done, because I've got a whole lot of stuff to do later today.
Okay, now as I can see that through your MasterCard and through your savings account, the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. So it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. Okay, now somebody from overseas countries are using your card details of your travel money card. Now, do you have got a card which is called Travel Money?
Yes, and in December, I put some money on the Travel Money card, and there was three in the States, three things were claimed. I got onto the Commonwealth Bank, I got the money back, and I have blocked those cards.
Okay, and right at the moment, the Travel Money card has been blocked, right?
Yes, I blocked it once I came back from overseas. It's blocked.
Okay. And you have got the Travel Money card with you. Is it blocked now?
Yes, it's blocked.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Because they are trying to, it's a Travel Money card. So somebody else is using the same card, so making any transaction. Now, you need to put the station ID. I'm providing you the number. It's 353.
Hang on, 353. Yeah.
Yep.
7809. So I've got to type that in.
Yeah, you need to put that number in.
Yep. 353-7809. And then I click join.
Yes, right. Give a click on join.
Okay, now do I click start session?
Yeah, give a click on start session.
Yep. And now what?
Okay, now can you see any option like screen broadcast?
Yes.
Or start broadcast?
Yes, they're both there, yep.
Okay, give a click on screen broadcast or start broadcast.
What, either of them?
Give a click on start broadcast.
Yep. Yes, I did that.
Okay, now have you done that?
Yep.
Okay, now give a click on that hazy background just beside to that.
Yep, I did that, yep.
And now what options do you see?
Allow access or decline access.
Yeah, give a click on allow.
Really? What's that doing? What are you getting access to?
you are not getting access onto anything. Like, we are getting you connected to the security server. You are able to see that you are connected to a security server. Give a click on accept.
I'm clicking on that, but it's not doing anything. I'm clicking on
what
allow access.
Other,
oh, you've got to, I understand. Yes. Yeah, I've done that now. Go on, yes.
Okay, now what do you see?
Start conversation with your technician.
Okay, just hold on for a moment. Can you see any option that says start now?
There's a thing up that says RS00466, and there's another number underneath it. It's just
okay.
To start conversation with your
okay, and when did you last time you used your MasterCard for making any payment or any transaction? Because the
no.
transaction which has been tried to be made, it's from your MasterCard.
I never used my MasterCard.
You never used it?
No.
All right, and what are the activities you do on the internet? Have you ever done any online shopping from the internet?
Any online shopping occasionally, but it's usually just like Amazon or something.
Okay, like, just hold on for a moment. Okay, and when did you last time you used your card for making any transaction or any payments? Like, have you made any transaction that the eBay department has mentioned to you?
I've used eBay in the past, and I can't remember the details, but there was some spam thing about eBay a while ago.
Okay, now basically, the thing is that whenever you shop before from the eBay, like you have to use your card details. It was an auto-debited system. Now, whenever you have put the card information and the bank details, the hackers, those have been established on your network. They have got the card information of yours. So they are keep targeted onto your card so that they can make transactions from your card details. Now, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and upload your MasterCard onto your server so that no other people can get into your devices without your permission, and we can protect your card in a better way. Now, you do one thing, be handy with your MasterCard first.
You want what?
Be handy with your MasterCard, that is the account number, the card number which is ending with 8166.
I'll have to look, as I said, I never use it.
All right, check that.
Yes, that's right, 8166, yeah.
Yeah, now from that card, the charges which has been tried to be made and attempted, so we need to go ahead and block the surveillance on your card, like so that in future no other people can get into your that MasterCard from making any transactions. So we need to upload your card on your banking server. So you just do one thing, whatever you can see, you just come back to your home screen and do let me know.
Yeah, I'm on the home screen,
yeah. Yeah, now be handy with your MasterCard and take a picture of that MasterCard.
No. Giving you my MasterCard details?
Did I ask you any of your personal information? I didn't ask you any of them. You need to upload these card details on your banking server by your own self, and you can't able to see that. We are not gonna ask you any of your card information, because that is how we will gonna protect your card. To upload your card on your banking server so that in future no other people without your any authorization can use that particular card. So we need to block that card details so that apart from you, no other people can able to use it. And you are not providing it to me. You are connected to a security network. So don't worry about it.
So what am I supposed to do now?
You need to take a picture of your MasterCard first, properly.
Why would I take a picture? Why not just give you the number?
No, I don't want the number. I am not authorized to ask you any of your personal information. We don't ask you. If you have a motive to do something wrong with it, we can simply ask you about your card details or your card number. But we are not asking you any of them, because whatever the things you will gonna do, you will gonna do that by your own self.
If someone tries to use it and something comes through, I'll just go to the Commonwealth Bank and say, no, I didn't buy that.
Yeah, like you are waiting for the hackers so that they can charge them that sort of money from your bank account. If they manage to get $299, they can easily manage to get all the money out of your bank account. So that is the reason, whatever the things you will gonna do, you will gonna do that by your own self. So you need to take a picture of your MasterCard. And you have to upload that picture on your banking server of your Commonwealth Bank. So you are not giving it to me any details of yours, and we are not authorized to ask you any of your personal information.
Well, what do you mean uploaded on my banking server? My Commonwealth Bank, it's got all the details of my MasterCard. I don't have to upload anything.
Yeah, that is the reason why, because it is no longer safe. So we need to put the surveillance onto your MasterCard so that apart from you, no other people can get into your devices without your permission. So you just need to take a picture of your MasterCard and do let me know once you've done that.
No, I am doing that. No, I am not doing that. If anything appears on my MasterCard that I didn't buy, I'll go to the Commonwealth Bank and get it back. I am not taking a picture and sending a picture of my MasterCard.
You don't have to send any picture to anybody. You just keep that in your mobile phone only. Did I told you to send it to me? What are you talking about?
So take a picture and then do what with it?
You need to upload it by your own self on your server. You are not sending it to anybody. We are going to put the security. You don't have to send it to anybody. You just take a picture of your MasterCard. That's it.
And then do what with it? Just leave it sitting on my camera?
You need to upload it on your Combank application. I will gonna let you know that what you need to do with that. But make sure one thing, don't give it to me, any of your details. Whatever the things you will gonna do, you will gonna do by your own self. And you are not supposed to send that card details to anybody. Never.
And why would I upload it onto the Commonwealth Bank? They've got all those details. It's a Commonwealth Bank MasterCard. Why would I upload it?
Ma'am, through your MasterCard, these were the transactions which has been going on for so long. So that is the reason why we need to protect your card and we need to put the surveillance on your card so that apart from you, no other people can get into your devices without your permission. Okay, you don't have to upload that. You just took a picture of your card, of your MasterCard. And once you're done, just do let me know. And you don't have to send it to anybody. You just take a picture of your MasterCard.
I've just checked the app for the Commonwealth Bank. There is nothing on my MasterCard.
It is on hold. Do you want me to release that transaction or what?
Why is it
you just need to listen to me. I'm not asking you any of your banking information.
All right, I've taken the picture.
Okay, now flip your card and take the backside picture of your MasterCard.
Yes.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. Now just leave that the way it is. Okay? And open up the picture of your MasterCard and check the picture if it came correctly or not of your long digit number.
What was that?
Check the pictures of the long digit number of your card. Is it coming properly or not?
Yes, it's there. Yes.
Okay. Now, you just leave that the way it is. What we are going to do, we are blocking all these fraudulent activities which has been going on this card. All right?
Yes.
And I will going to let you know that like once you will gonna block that card properly. So just hold on for a moment. Okay?
Yep.
And apart from the MasterCard, you have got a debit card as well.
Yes.
Okay. Now just hold on. First of all, we need to block all the fraudulent transactions which has been going on your MasterCard. And then we will gonna go ahead and block all the transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted from your debit card.
Nothing. I never use my debit card. All I ever use that for is to get cash from an ATM. That's the only thing I ever use the debit card for.
Jaldi bhag jayega lekin. Yeah, like I am telling you that somebody else is using your MasterCard details to make the transaction. So we need to go ahead and block all the MasterCard transactions which have been done from your MasterCard.
And how long are you saying they've been doing these transactions?
From the last 3 or 4 days, they are trying to make these fraudulent charges. And that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency. So that we will gonna go ahead and block these IP addresses. Those are trying to get compromised onto your details. Because you see that it might be happen in future, you might change your bank account details, you can change your card details, but can you change your identity? Because they are using your identification for doing this sort of cyber fraud activities.
Now what else do we have to do now?
Yeah, I will gonna let you know. First of all, let me block these details, and then I will gonna let you know.
Right.
Okay. First of all, let me generate the security code of your MasterCard, and then I will gonna let you know. Okay.
Right. Yes.
All right. Now just stay on the line. Once I will gonna like block all the charges, and once you will gonna secure your MasterCard, I will gonna let you know. So just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team. All right. And in the meantime,
yes,
if you want, you can go ahead and have a glass of water or a cup of a tea.
Please, just get this done. I've missed out on so much this afternoon doing this.
Yeah, I really understand your concern.
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock there. My little dog's ready now.
You there?
Yes.
All right. Now, for cancelling all the charges which has been which is not authorized by you, it might be happen. We will gonna sending you the text message for cancelling all the transaction. Either you will gonna receive that message on a normal text, or either you will gonna receive that text message on your Commonwealth Bank app. All right. And I will gonna let you know when you will gonna receive that cancellation charges, that OTP. All right. That security code.
Sorry. You said cancellation charges?
Yeah, like the charges which has been tried to be made from your MasterCard.
But
we are cancelling all the charges which is not authorized by you. So we will gonna sending you the cancellation charges code on your cell phone, so it might be happen. You will gonna receive that cancellation code on your normal text message, or either you will gonna receive that on your Commonwealth Bank app. I will gonna let you know when you will gonna receive that cancellation message. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Just stay on the line. You there?
Yes.
All right. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the Zoho Assist app on your mobile phone?
Yes.
I can see that we got disconnected. Now, is it asking for any numbers?
It says your technician has, okay, something went, screen broadcast, go to application. Something went wrong. Yeah, you want to restart the session. Like
yeah, give a click on go to application. Give a click on go to application.
The whole thing starting again.
Yeah, now can you, is it asking for any numbers?
Hang on. Live broadcast to assist client has stopped due to invalidity of the session. Open the assist client app and enter the session key to start the session and enable screen share.
Yes, and on the bottom, what are the options do you see?
So all I'm seeing at the moment is screen broadcast, assist client, start broadcast. And then
can you stop broadcast or is it asking for any numbers?
So, are you saying start broadcast?
Give a click. Can you see stop broadcast? Anything like that? End session.
It says.
What do you see exactly?
So, I'm looking at the one that says screen broadcast, client, start broadcast.
And apart from that, can you see end station or stop broadcast?
No.
And apart from the screen broadcast and start broadcast, what else do you see? Give a click on start broadcast and check what is came.
Not doing anything.
Then close down the page and reopen the application.
All right, now it's looking for the session key.
Yes, now is it asking for any numbers?
Enter session key.
Yeah, now I'm providing you the numbers. It's 787.
Yep.
268.
Yep.
Then 0279. Now what do you see? Give a click on join after that.
Yes, I click join. Now do I click start broadcast?
Yeah, give a click on start broadcast.
Yep.
Now what do you see? Give a click on join.
Start broadcast.
Now I said allow access, now it says start a conversation with your technician.
All right. Now, could you just tell me that apart from the MasterCard, you have got a debit card as well. Like, is this the debit card which is ending with 1753?
No.
Just hold on. And you have got the debit card which is belongs to the bills account. Is it right?
A debit card that belongs to the bills account, no.
Like, is your debit card is connected with your bank of which is registered to the bills account?
No. No.
Okay. Like, how many cards you have got? Do you have got any card which is belongs to the bills account?
No.
Okay. You do one thing, you swipe up your screen and log in into your Combank app.
Why?
Because the money that you have got in your bank account on your MasterCard, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time.
Well, like I said, if anything appears on my MasterCard, I'll just go to the Commonwealth Bank, exactly what I did in December when stuff appeared on my travel money cards and the Commonwealth Bank sorted it out.
Okay, now you do one thing, give a click on, the money which has been trying to be charged, it is from your MasterCard. So the money that you have got in your MasterCard, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time.
Well, I don't care. I'll go to the Commonwealth Bank.
You don't care about your money?
I'll go to the Commonwealth Bank.
Okay, do one thing. Open up your bills account and check all the transactions.
Yep.
Check all the transaction. Is it which is not authorized by you? Check all the transactions.
No, everything there is, because as I say, I check these every day. Everything there is absolutely correct.
Okay, look at the left-hand side top. Can you see an arrow pointing leftwards? Give a click on that. Okay.
Yes.
Now the money that you have got in your MasterCard, it is no longer safe. So you just transfer the funds from your MasterCard to your bills account. Do you know how to do that?
No, I'm not doing that. Like I said, if anything happens, I'll go to the Commonwealth Bank.
It's for your own safety that we are doing. It's for a time being. Once you're going to protect your card, you can transfer the funds from your MasterCard, from your bills to your MasterCard.
There isn't money on my MasterCard. There's simply a limit on how much I can spend. It's not actually money. I transfer it. I
know that, but you can able to transfer. You just transfer half of them to your bills account.
No, there isn't any
because
money.
It is no longer safe. I am telling you. Can you see any option? Okay. I'll guide you. You just check that. Give a click on pay first. Give a click on pay on the bottom. Now, can you see any option? It says transfer between accounts.
Yes.
Give a click on that. Now, you can able to select your MasterCard on the left-hand side. Check that.
Yes.
Yeah, you can able to, yes. Now, put the amount. You just transfer half of the amount on your bills account.
No.
Because it is no longer safe.
No, not doing that.
If you don't do that, we can't able to save your money.
As I said, if anything goes wrong, I'll go to the Commonwealth Bank. They sorted out my travel money card. They'll sort out my MasterCard.
But for putting the security, I can see that there are lots of fraudulent charges which has been going on, and right at the moment they have already been charged you about $450 from your card.
From
now, you're supposed to get from your bills account. from your bills account. So you're supposed to get the money from our end. Now give a click on the bottom. Can you see any option pay? It says.
Sorry, say that again.
Yeah, look at the bottom. Can you see any option? It says pay.
Yes.
Give a click on now. Can you see cardless cash? Now we are going to the cash which has been already been deducted. It is $450. Now give a click on cardless cash. Now what do you see?
Just turn notifications on.
Give a click on go to notifications.
Just go to settings.
Yeah, now give a click on location or allow notification, something like that.
Yes.
Now just go back to that page.
Yeah.
Just go back to that Commonwealth page so that we can give you the funds. Now give a click on pay. On the bottom, give a click on pay, then cardless cash.
Yep.
Then again cardless cash.
Yep.
Now give a click on that arrow on the middle of your screen, you're able to see arrow. Give a click on that arrow for 3 or 4 times.
Use your phone to withdraw up to $500 daily.
Like on the bottom, can you see a circle with an arrow? Give a click on that arrow for 2 or 3 times. 2 or 3 times. Now give a click on that arrow. You're able to see an option, continue or something like that. Give a click on that. Okay, got it.
No, look, I'm not doing this. I'm very suspicious about this. I'm not doing this.
What is so suspicious in it? We are providing you the security and the money which has been charged. We are giving you the funds. That is 450. If you want me to leave that, the money will be gone deducted from your bills account. Now this is up to you. What do you want? We are providing you the 450 which has been deducted from your account, but it's not showing you on your statement because it's a fraudulent transaction. It will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours. So that is the reason.
And then I'll go to the Commonwealth Bank and say that this is a fraud.
Yeah, do you think that they will gonna transfer the money? Do you think that? The hackers will gonna took that money and they would gonna run away. And they have already took that 450. So you are supposed to get the money from our end. You are not paying it to anybody. We are just providing you the funds. That is $450. Now this is up to you that what do you want?
No.
What no?
I do not want you doing anything.
In that case, we are leaving that the way it is. And if you lose your money, then you can do whatever you wanted to do.
That's right, because I am very suspicious about what you think you're telling me you're doing.
Once the hacker will gonna took all the money, then you can able to understand it, that whatever is happening. Now, just leave that the way it is, and you can do whatever you want.
I'm going to ring the Commonwealth now and talk to them.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.